Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood being back on the show. Sam was a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an independent financial advisor, but that doesn't say enough, folks, because Sam has forgotten more about how to capitalize a business, how to grow a business successfully, all the different ways that you and I could successfully grow our business than we'll ever know. And we're so happy to have him and his long taproot of perspective and his great vision of foresight available to us. And he does it every month, and we appreciate it. Sam Norwood, welcome back.
Wow, with that introduction, I'm really happy to be back. But I'm always enjoyed being here for this short time.
It's all true, Sam. We really value you, what you say and what you have to talk about. And because one of the things that's always on the mind of a small business CEO is, where are we going? Where's my company going? Where are we going? And is the direction that we're going in, whether I like the direction, whether it's my is going the way I wanted it to or not, is that going to serve me and my family? Is it going to serve my employees? Is it going to serve my customers? That's always on our mind. And the one thing that's always associated with keeping it, keeping the business headed in a direction that's generally acceptable to those three groups, is capital.
Exactly. I'm thinking that the CEO or owner of a small business is the only one who can have the vision that drives the future of the business. And so it is really important just to get everybody on the same page, to have that vision and be able to communicate it clearly. And as the financing side, this is the side that when you are clear about where you want to go, this is the big question of how are we going to get there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
We need financing to get there. That's the fuel.
Anybody can do anything. I mean, if you got enough money, you can make your business head in a direction and keep it you know, on an even keel. But when you're a small business, as you've heard me say before, Sam, saying undercapitalized small business is redundant.
Yeah. Well, and there are the fortunate few who have plenty of money and can do as they wish. Most of us, let's talk about, you know, the rest of us, which is the 90%+, are always in a scramble to ensure that we have adequate fuel.
Yeah.
For the engine to get us where we need to go.
And this is one thing that's really important. Even if you're a well-run company, even if you're a good CEO, even if your business is operating on all cylinders, you got pretty good sales. The undercapitalized thing is not because you've done something wrong. It's because your company is like a teenager. It's always got its hand out for more money.
If you're growing, here's our little rule of thumb. If your return on capital is, let's say, 15%, let's just say that's the number, and you're growing at more than 15% in annual growth rate, say 20-25%, you're going to need cash, even though you're really
right.
Profitable. And that's so strange to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, wait a minute, I'm profitable. Why do I need this cash?
Well,
and the answer, of course, is you're investing in accounts receivable, accounts, inventories, fixed assets,
advanced,
and so forth.
Advanced marketing strategies. Well, see, this is that scenario you painted is what I call succeeding yourself out of business.
You can paint yourself into a corner if you don't have ample financing as you grow the company. And lack of ample financing is probably the number one reason why businesses have to curtail their growth and miss opportunities.
And not just total money, total capital, but a strategy that applies capital the right way, right?
Yep. And it means going to the right sources, planning ahead for it, cultivating those sources over time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what a lot of we see mistakes being made all the time by businesses that wait until, oops, here, gosh, we need money, and go scrambling for it. No, it's an ongoing thing where you cultivate sources based on recommendations from your lawyers, from your friends, and have the backups ready when you really need it.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about some different ways to think about growth and therefore some different ways to capitalize that growth. And Sam's the master at this. He'll help us with it. After these messages, 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.